from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK 90.7 in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. Right now we're being joined on the phone with Anthony Thigpen, who is the campaign director for the Antonio Villaraigosa campaign for mayor. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
So I guess the first question that we have for you is, why should folks support Antonio for mayor? Why should the progressive and progressive movement see this as a turning point and want to endorse and work for Antonio?
Well, I think that there are several reasons. One, I think that this represents a crossroads in this city for African-American and Latino relations, and that's what this candidacy represents. So that's one reason. I also think that there's an opportunity to create a new power equation in L.A. politics that includes communities of color, liberals and progressives, white working class, middle class communities. And it's a coalition that hasn't been seen in probably 30 years, if ever. Thirdly, I think that if the progressive movement wants to become a real player in city politics, this is an opportunity to do it. Clearly, the electoral arena is not the only arena in which power needs to be built. But right now, the power players have been corporations and associations and wealthy individuals, high-income communities, and in recent years, organized labor. And the progressive community has an opportunity now to really make a difference in creating a new equation for the city.
Well, hi, Anthony. This is Eric.
Hi, Eric.
I think one of the things is 4 years ago, I believe it was you and Karen Bass, and I don't know if it was Martin. I think it was, but very few black leaders who did a very courageous thing, which was broke with the traditional black support for the Han campaign and raised the radical concept of a black and Latino alliance. And since you said that was central, why don't you even elaborate that more? Because I think a lot of our listeners may not understand the strategic importance of what you've been saying.
Well, I think that clearly everyone is probably aware of the tensions that have gone on between African-American and Latino communities, particularly as it relates to some of the stuff happening in high schools. And it's obviously a shame because African-American Latinos suffer from the same conditions of poverty and poor education. In South LA, at least, they live side by side together. And yet there's been these divisions for years for lots of different reasons. And it's taken a while to get people to the point where such a coalition is really possible. And as I mentioned before, the old equation in L.A., really has been corporations and wealthy individuals, and given the numbers that both the Latino community and African-American community, as well as others, represent, we really can create a new day in L.A. for electoral politics and the power equation by building this alliance.
Well, given that strategic importance, I mean, I think that you have play a very important role in the city yourself in terms of you work in a complicated way as both one of the leaders of important grassroots social movements, and then in elections, you segue into often being one of the field generals and best organizers in turning out the vote. Why don't you talk about somewhat of the contradiction, let us assume that Antonio wins, and let us assume, given your argument, that this is a real victory for the progressive movement. Then we have the contradiction of many of the forces that you said previously around the city are still going to have tremendous influence with Antonio. So how do you then segue into Anthony Thigpen, the grassroots leader, not that you're not now, to figure out levels of accountability and possible struggle?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, to reiterate that the electoral arena is only one and not the only arena in which we need to build power. I mean, obviously we want to build power to bring people on the streets and do direct action and all the things that we normally do. The left arena is just one, so not to forget that we think that this is all or nothing. Secondly, it is not my view, and although some people may think this, that the election of Antonio Villaraigosa is going to usher in some golden era of progressive agenda and that we don't have to fight anymore, and I just don't think that's the case. I mean, given the current electorate, which when you think about communities of color and liberals, we probably make up 40 to 45% of the electorate, which still means there are other folks and other forces that make up the rest of that electorate. So we will still have to organize our power in all the ways that we normally do, through accountability sessions, public policy campaigns, and direct action to hold Antonio accountable. And I think he would be the first person to say that that's going to be necessary given the correlation of forces.
What would you say is the main, if you were going to pick one issue that people could see in front of their own face, that would be a difference between Villaraigosa and Hahn? What would you say is maybe a turning point difference?
You know, I think if I had to pick one, I think there's several, but if I had to pick one, I really do think it is this notion of building coalition in L.A. as opposed to the current situation or the normal situation in which you have different segments and different communities competing against each other for crumbs. I think that it also represents an opportunity for that coalition to come together, to have power. Again, not to say that that's going to deliver everything we need to deliver simply by the election, but it creates access and it creates the possibility of accountability that hasn't existed before.
Anthony, the question that I kind of have is in terms of building this alliance and actually seeing it like work in the community, what are some of the things that have historically happened, I guess, in the past 4 years that have set up this kind of new opportunity, this new dynamic to actually allow Black and Latino folks to come together?
Well, I think there are probably two dynamics. I think one dynamic is there was lots of analysis 4 years ago, after that election, in which the African-American community, by and large, voted for Hahn for a lot of complicated reasons that had nothing to do with Antonio as a Latino candidate, but had more to do with Hahn's father, but also some of that as well. There was a lot of analysis. There was a lot of soul-searching. There was the recognition that you're not going to change people's consciousness in a six-week electoral campaign doing a three-minute rap at the door on the phone, that work needs to be done to build alliances, build coalitions, to engage significant segments of the community, particularly those of us that are organizing these communities and have membership bases, to move people to a different level of understanding of what's necessary. I think a lot of that went on. Clearly, the other dynamic is that Hahn didn't deliver in many ways for these communities, and so there's lots of resentment for a lot of reasons about what people thought his candidacy represented 4 years ago, which simply was not the case. So I think there are both those dynamics, both a disenchantment with Hahn, but also some real strategic work that's been done over the 4 years to build relationships and build a different set of consciousness.
We're going to have a spokesperson for Hahn coming on later, and she works with the SEIU. What is, especially given the tragic death of Miguel Contreras, is there a split in the labor movement? Is there labor support for Villaraigosa? And as the field director, how are you working to sort of build labor support and trade union support for Villaraigosa as well?
Well, you know, I think I'd answer that two ways. Yes, there is labor support for Villaraigosa. There are teachers, there are nurses, there are many unions that support Villaraigosa. Obviously, the County Federation of Labor, the largest federation of labor unions, are supporting Hahn, so there certainly is a split there, but there are many unions that are involved, and they're involved at every level, from helping to walk precincts to helping to raise money and doing very many different things to help the campaign. The second thing that's very clear, and it was very clear in the primary, and I'm certain, absolutely certain, that it will be clear in the runoff, is that the vast majority of working people, rank-and-file people, members of the union, will vote for Antonio Villaraigosa. That was absolutely the case in the primary, and I think it's going to absolutely be the case in the runoff as well.
So, Anthony, this is a question coming from having the experience of door knocking in previous elections and trying to figure out how that plays into actually building grassroots organizations and power within that. Because if you're talking as an organizer, like say if I'm on the bus talking to people and I'm like, you know, it's a 10 to 15, half an hour, they're really good, even longer conversation. And so when we're knocking on doors, you know, and you're getting 3 minutes, people in the middle of like cooking food and watching TV and sports games. What is the theory behind how to move those people from those 2 minute, 3 minute conversations and actually trying to really get them actually involved in organizations? Because it seems like my experience has been a very challenging thing, particularly because most people aren't, they're kind of just trying to survive and they're not trying to, basically create a social change or whatnot. So I guess to reiterate the question, like, how do you move people from the very short interaction to actually getting into organizations and changing things?
Well, I think our first step has been, and we've been working on this over the last 4 years and obviously beyond, is to build a core of grassroots folks who live in this neighborhood who are ones of this conception and are prepared to do the work. So they're the ones that go out and do the door-to-door work and talk to their neighbors and their friends who they have relationships with, as opposed to just importing an army of folks from someplace else in the traditional way that campaigns are done. So building some indigenous leadership that we've taken the time to do the political education, develop a consciousness who can then go out themselves. And so the conversation is not just at one moment at the door on a Saturday precinct walk mobilization, but it's also in the block club meetings or the neighbor association meetings or when they're leaning over the fence talking to each other during the week itself. So that kind of thing happens. The other thing that I think is the case, and it's not completely the case, because I think there are still are divisions, and there's lots of undecideds, for example, in the African American community on this issue right now, is that people kind of get that looking at the African American population in Los Angeles, looking at what hasn't been done over the last 4 years in terms of conditions that need to be changed, that we need allies. And it's a way people have gotten that in a way that I think they don't necessarily have not gotten it in the past. And so then the question is, does the Vitagosa campaign for them represent a viable way to begin moving on those alliances?
Well, thanks, Anthony. In that you have, I know you're trying to get people to get the vote out. If people would like to precinct walk or do any other things to help the campaign, how do they get involved in the last, what is it, week of the campaign?
Yes, last 7 days. They should call 323-735-3403. That's the Southlake office. We're organizing in five parts of the city, so we can send you to and put you in touch with the appropriate office to get you involved in your neighborhood.
Give the number one more time, and then we're going to move on.
323-735-3403.
Thanks for being on the show, Anthony.
Thanks a lot.
Great. So you're listening to KPFK 90.7, Voices on the Frontline segment, and we are going to be back with Julia Butcher, the general manager for SEIU 347, to talk about Mayor Hahn's reelection campaign.